Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into the second hour of Global Transmission, major developments in the torture scandal. Lord Rumsfeld publicly ordered the torture, bragged about it on TV. Now the documents themselves have come forward in eyewitness testimony. Nicholas Berg and his intelligence MO is becoming more and more clear. Big developments there. Your Coke cans tracking and tracing you, and then you're hunted down by people, and it's real cute. Also, they have the Aquafina things where the surveillance blimps follow you around. This is all part of the training that it's fun to be tracked and traced. Big USA Today article saying all of us need our chips. It's so cool. It's so stylish. Only a square daddy-o wouldn't want it. And we've got Paul Watson joining us, and we're going to take a lot of calls early in this hour. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. Thank you for joining us, Paul. A lot to cover on the plate today. We haven't even scratched the surface. Good to have you riding shotgun with us.
Good to be on again, Alex.
We're getting a lot of things done. A lot of people are waking up, so the establishment is just trying to legitimize all their tyranny by bringing it out in plain view. What are some of the top stories we're going to be covering in the next hour?
Well, obviously the Berg thing, because a few more things have emerged about the video and the circumstances surrounding it over the weekend. The torture scandal has deepened, in fact, but not in the US, because the US media isn't reporting on what the big mainstream German media is reporting on, which is Iraqis tortured to death. Also, the sacking of Piers Morgan, the editor of the Mirror newspaper in London, who were at the forefront of basically blowing the whistle on numerous examples of government corruption and cover-ups.
And with that story, that's interesting, because I remember telling you, these images, you have all these admitted images of beating people to death, raping people. This is all admitted. Then they put out fake porno pictures, then fake other pictures. Troops bring these to the Mirror, tell the story, the Mirror post it, then they absolve the entire British military of torture, saying, oh, look, it's fake, a classic tactic.
Well, yeah, just before we get into the Mirror thing, you mentioned those porn photos, which were taken from porn websites, then posted on Arab websites and claimed to be authentic. Interestingly enough, the Boston Globe published those photos days after they'd been denounced as fakes. Everybody knew they were fakes, and yet the Boston Globe still published them. Then the day after came out.
And we never did. We said they were fake day one.
Yeah, so
and we said they would then bring it out and say, oh, look, it's all discredited when it's admitted this is going on.
Yeah, and they actually apologized. The newspaper apologized the day after. So why would they knowingly print fake photos? Well, it's to, you know, it's try and discredit from the real rape, which is contained in the military report. So that whole Boston Globe thing smells like a setup to me. But with the Mirror thing, the sacking of Piers Morgan, it was interesting. I actually got the word a week before it happened that Morgan was about to go from Shrimpton, who was on the show talking about the Kelly murder, so that increases his credibility. We've got the Mirror, which was a former Labour Party mouthpiece, basically. About 2 years ago, it turned on the government and started reporting accurately the civilian casualties in Iraq, blowing the whistle on the fact that Princess Diana was murdered, and of course this torture scandal. But as with the Hutton inquiry in the BBC, where the BBC was blamed for concocting a story about the unreliability of the government's WMD dossiers, the story itself is true, but the government takes a minutiae of that story, declares it to be false, and then grandstands saying that it's vindicated and that the government never lied. So we've got the same thing with the case of the Mirror.
Amazing levels of spin. We'll get into all of it when we get back. The latest Berg developments, the latest torture developments, the latest Big Brother developments, and your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes and 10 seconds into hour number two. Thank you for joining us. Every week, usually on Monday, we have Paul Watson up to go over the news with us. And I know that we've got a cornucopia of callers we'll be going to here in a few minutes. Paul, let's go over, recap the Berg developments, Nicholas Berg, and the obvious intelligence agency connections here. Those can no longer be denied. You'd be a conspiracy theorist to deny this. Then I want to get into the latest torture developments with Lord Rumsfeld, and then we'll get into how they're trying to spin this and deal with this. We now have another senator coming out and mirroring the comments of Lord Limbaugh, the ultra-liberal socialist, saying that this is just fraternal fun torturing these people. No big deal. And we may air that Limbaugh clip one more time just so folks can hear it, but now we have the senator. We actually have that video clip. Ooh, Stephanie, you ought to go grab that. We've got to tell Stephanie where that is on PrisonPlanet.tv and play the senator saying that. But, Paul, let's launch into Berg.
Okay, well, everyone knows I basically live on the Internet, so I know when a story's out there, and this one's out there, the fact that these anomalies do exist. Because the hits to our websites have doubled since last Tuesday and basically have remained steady with all these hundreds of websites linking to our different Berg pages that we've set up. And actually on last night's Drudge radio program, a caller called in and raised the Berg execution and all these anomalies that we've been pointing out. Plugged Infowars.com, and Drudge's response was that basically he'd seen the evidence but he didn't think it was staged, but at least, you know, we know that we're being noticed with this.
You mean he admitted that he'd seen the evidence?
Yeah, yeah. The caller mentioned Infowars.com, and Drudge said he'd seen it, but it was a conspiracy.
Well, he's a big man not to delete it out. The other big shows do that. Now, let's go back here for just a second, if we can. Let's go over the Berg evidence, who Berg is, the classic intelligence MO, and then now the latest developments. Go over that for them, Paul.
Well, now I think there's approaching about 50 anomalies just with the video itself. Some of them might be explainable. I mean, the red herring, in my view, is everyone screaming about the fact that military time is used on the video when almost every video camera in the world uses military timing. So we've got these different red herrings that we need to ignore. But the bullet point issues of the Berg video are that he worked at Abu Ghraib prison. The standard issue white chairs and the decor in the Abu Ghraib photos match exactly the execution scene. Berg was wearing a U.S. military issue orange jumpsuit, just like the prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. The audio from the first clip where Berg introduces himself is different from the execution scene. Zarqawi, the man blamed for the execution, as according to MSNBC, died 3 months ago, and even if it was him, he would have a pronounced limp because we know that he had an artificial leg. There was very little blood seen when the execution took place, and doctors around the world have said that this is simply not possible. You know, 1.5 gallons of blood in the head alone, according to doctors. Either, you know, Berg had already been dead, or they were using some kind of mannequin. The five Arabs seen on the video, or CIA Arabs as I call them, are fat, the bloated, pale white skin, from what you can see on some of them. Some of them are in military stances, and obviously this is the opposite of how you would expect Arabs who had been on the run for nearly 3 years would appear. One of the Arabs wears a gold ring, which is forbidden in Islamic law, and not only that, he's wearing it on his left hand, which is supposedly, according to Muslim doctrine, the evil hand, you know, that the hand only reserved for things like toilet cleaning. The statement read out does not mention Al-Qaeda, and that was purposefully misinterpreted and added in by the US government to create this phony Al-Qaeda link. The Arabs who viewed the tape say that the accent of the speaker, who is supposed to be Zarqawi, who is Jordanian, sounds more like Egyptian or other Arab dialects.
And there's also clearly a Western voice saying, "Thy will be done," on the tape.
Yeah, Western voices at the end of the tape.
And I mean, let's go back to him working at Abu Ghraib, a main prison. He drops out of a Ivy League school with good grades where they recruit people. And that's where they recruit these Ivy League for intelligence. He, quote, has this classic MO of a helper with technology, the quiet American all over the world. And then he's captured for 13 and a half days by Western forces, which is now admitted and confirmed, which they tried to lie about but now got caught with the emails and the FBI now admitting it. On top of this now, the latest development out of the Philadelphia News, Berg met with shady Iraqi. There's another strange new twist to the saga of Nick Berg in his final days of Iraq before his savage videotape beheading. Berg teamed up in Baghdad with ex-Philippine man who led a controversial group of Iraqi expatriates encouraged by the U.S. government, i.e. CIA, even as he faced deportation for his role in Russian immigre crime ring selling millions of vials used for crack. Aziz Kadori Aziz, also known as Aziz Al-Taiya, hooked up earlier this year with a 26-year-old Western Chester man to start a small company called the Babylon Towers Company, install and inspect repair telecommunications and utility towers. And in interviews with several news organizations in Baghdad, Aziz claimed he may have been the last friend to speak with Berg. Very, very stinky. And on top of this, we have Berg now not with one, but with two of the hijackers, with his passcodes being investigated by the FBI. But his dad says that just on buses and stuff, he would hand people his computer and magically give them his passcode, Paul.
Well, what does this tell us? Does it tell us that because Berg was involved with all these CIA rabs, that, you know, he was their guy, did they turn on him? Or is the video a complete hoax?
Some people, and is he right now basking in the Maui sun?
Well, yeah, some people have pointed out that the individual on the video doesn't look like Burke, hasn't got his build, etc. So, I mean, did they use a different person? Did they use a mannequin? Who knows?
I don't know. They create fake videos of Fat Bin Laden's taking credit, later admitted fake, but then nobody investigates why they put out a fake. Fake letters in the newspapers with false signatures from troops, fake Niger documents, fake mobile weapons trucks, fake mass graves, on and on and on, Paul. I don't know. We got a government that'll put uranium in children's cereal at public school to see what it does to them. They wouldn't kill somebody. No, they're not like that. They're very loving in the New World Order. They didn't let black men die and spread syphilis over 45 years. They didn't give uranium to pregnant women. They didn't release biologicals in the New York subway, killing people. This is a government that can be totally trusted, that loves human life, Paul.
Well, no, government's never lied. Blair's never lied about anything ever, according to, you know, their own statements. But yeah, it's interesting. Is it Berg or is it a different person? But the other anomalies, as I mentioned on Friday, the AK-47s, that one of them at least is carrying, are actually a Jilal model, which is Israeli made. Of course, the US government tried to lie by saying that Berg was never in US custody, and then the family released the ambassador's email saying that he was an attempt, you know.
Yeah, but here's the spin. And again, you know, the proper scientific Latin term for a dog, a domesticated dog, Fido, whatever, may it be a dachshund or a, you know, bulldog, is, what is it, caninus familiaris. So this is what they did. They said, we never had him in custody. We never had a dog. We had a caninus familiaris. So in their statements, they say, we never had him. Our Iraqi provisional government did. And yes, the FBI interviewed him, and yes, troops did, but that was under the control of the Iraqis. We didn't control him. It's like saying, you know, your name's not really Paul. You know, it's an incredible lie. They admit they had him in custody, but then say the Iraqis really had him. Go ahead.
Well, it's the same with the British government. They take the minutia details, say that three torture photos are false, even though that it's admitted that the torture went on. They still say that it's all a lie because of these three photos. Take the minutia of it. But the timing of the release of the video is very interesting. 5/11. After the Spain bombing of 3/11 and of course 9/11, the question of why Berg's body, who is obviously a civilian, or according to them is a civilian, was flown to Dover Air Force Base, which is of course on clampdown to prevent the media from filming the coffin. So why was Berg a civilian taken to an Air Force Base? Why was Berg's family and anyone else prevented from seeing the body or the coffin? Were they making sure that the body fitted the cover story? And I mean, the reaction is predictable from the neocons, trying to justify the torture, which came out previously by saying, oh, we humiliated a few people, but at least we didn't kill anyone. Well, besides the fact that it's now admitted that prisoners were tortured to death, what do you call the murder of, you know, approaching 50,000 innocent Iraqis during the war? You know, doesn't that count as murder? Despite the fact that the video, as we've proven, is full of holes, the media just parrot the official line. They don't even investigate the video itself, because on one level, because of the news cycle's so hot and they're bombarded by news on a daily basis, either they're too lazy or too overwhelmed to even look into the details of the video. So they just take what the official spokesperson says and then repeat it ad infinitum. So this is why we're here talking about it.
Well, they're still saying that it's this Al-Qaeda leader who's got one leg and who MSNBC, the government, said was dead 3 months ago. I mean, they, it's like the Fat Bin Laden tape. It later comes out it's fake, but then there's no discussion of it.
Well, exactly, and they use these supposed captures of Al-Qaeda leaders again and again.
Yeah, they capture people 3, 4, 5 times, kill them 2 or 3 times, kill them again a month later, kill them again, and they're involved in more attacks on us. I mean, it's great.
Well, there's 3 other examples. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he'd been dead before they announced his capture, and now they're using him to fearmonger about what Al-Qaeda are going to do. They're doing the same thing with Al-Zawahiri, who's supposedly on these new Bin Laden videotapes that always come out, yet he was captured in February 2002. So they use these Arabs all the time.
And they think so little of us, they don't even come up with new names.
No, they're arrogant.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. Your call's coming up. Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Old timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. They're seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, I want to get into oil prices. I want to get into the police state. There's been a lot of new developments there. I want to get into this tactic of trying to condition us to accept torture. The latest info on Rumsfeld ordering the torture, which is already public, but now coming out in the mainstream media. But first, let's go ahead and go to some calls, Paul. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. John, Fred, William, George, Delilah, and others. Delilah, don't come after my hair with those scissors. I'm just joking. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
I'm from Texas.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
So a lot of people don't really understand that once you take that microchip and total control comes, there's no way you're going to be able to organize any kind of resistance against them.
But USA Today says it's so stylish, the young people all are going to want it. It's so cool. You can't get into the topless bar unless you have one. Let's get a comment from Paul Watson on this. Paul?
Well, yeah, they're trying to make it cool by phasing it in with the nightclubs, and that takes care of, you know, 20-somethings. And then for younger people, they'll phase it in, and we had the reports last year, both in Britain and America, tagging footballers, both soccer players in this country and, you know, footballers in America, to track their progress on the playing field. And so they're going to phase it in by saying it's cool, by having it with the footballers. So then the younger generation will identify with that and then want a chip as well.
Well, what I was trying to say is that if there are a lot of people think we're going to be, you know, that when all total control comes, we'll be able to head to the hills and fight like the French resistance. Well, they'll be able to track every move you make. He'll stamp you out. You decide to, you're going to flee from the New World Order, you could go to the wilds of the Amazon or up to the Canada, they still be able to track you. There'd be no escaping them.
Well, that's the thing, that any supplies you bought to leave with, they're going to have RFID in it, and they'll know, because your RFID will be trackable because it'll be moving.
That's all I got, Alex.
All right, good to hear from you. I mean, this is control nobody ever even thought of in a science fiction movie. This is light years ahead of 1984. And it's just happening. We cannot accept this. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Philadelphia. Fred, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I wanted to bring up something that ties in with media censorship and the way that story broke about the torture of prisoners. Did you ever hear something called the Nixon-Mon Act of 1948?
No.
Well, it prohibits 12-year ban on rebroadcasting or repeating anything that the USIA or intelligence community sends out as a foreign broadcast. And it has been used, but as far as this particular scandal is concerned, the way the story broke that I had heard on the radio was that when the story broke, the government had asked big media not to report on the abuse and
they asked CBS to hold off a few weeks.
Right, they asked them, and I think that in doing that, I think the government is then able to manage the media, and this may be
the same military industrial complex that owns the media owns the military and owns the whole system, so it's not like they're having to manage it. They're staging it. They're releasing. Via the alternative media, we're forcing them to release more and more so they can try to put their spin on it, and I don't think they're using that particular act you talk about to block people from releasing this, because it's coming out from 1,000 different sources. They have lost control. Thanks for the call.
Well,
go ahead.
Can I mention, first of all, I want to compliment you on your article in Global Outlook on the Secret Patriot Act 2. You had an article in 03, spring 03, and Patriot 2 is a big slice of it was signed into law on December 15th, 03 by President Bush.
The same day they announced the Saddam capture, so that smoke screened it, and he had a signing of the intelligence bill, that's what it was called, secretly. He normally has public signing, but this was done in secret.
Yeah, and the other thing is another magazine called Covert Action Quarterly, and I believe it was spring or summer, the cover of the magazine was produced showing an Iraqi prisoner being humiliated, a hooded Iraqi prisoner.
Yeah, this is all old news. Thank you for the call. Paul, comments?
Well, yeah, CBS did hold the torture photos for 2 weeks. The question is, I mean, we've been reporting on it for 2-3 years. Was it a deliberate attempt to bottleneck the information so it would all come out at once and overwhelm people? That's what I see going on. They released it all at once, and it was just a slurry of information. And most
were telling CBS to hold back, Berg was getting grabbed and the beheading being prepared.
Exactly.
And so they bring all the torture out, then legitimize it, with the bird getting his head cut off, that tragic video, if it's even real, then it legitimizes it all. Okay, more calls, more news, coming up, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Daddy, my love.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
All right, William and Gary and Delilah and many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I want to get into Rumsfeld ordering the torture. He did it on TV. I mean, where are our memories? It's not like it's any big scoop, but I guess it is for those that are now talking about it in the mainstream media. It's amazing. It's like Rumsfeld saying that it's an urban legend, a wild wives' tale that I ever said that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and was an imminent threat. And they go, oh, really? Here's 50 quotes. It's like Rumsfeld going, my name's not Donald. That's crazy to say my name's Donald Rumsfeld. I mean, that's the level of transparent lies, counting on you not being informed. But if the American people ever become informed about politics and the geopolitical system, like they are about the last episode of Friends or Frasier or how the football game's going, it's over for tyranny. They count on you being ignorant. That's why Christ said the people perish for lack of knowledge. That's why they want you dumbed down, not knowing where Iraq is on a map, not knowing who your governor is. Most high school seniors don't know who the vice president is. I mean, that is scary. And I don't get an elitist feeling off of that, some type of sardonic idea off of that. That scares me. I know a lot of young professionals, old professionals, who don't know their head from a hole in the ground. But they know all about the best golf clubs, the best graphite golf clubs, and all about the coolest Lexus to own, and all about their hog, all about their Harley Davidson. Well, you know, fine, you can know about all that stuff, but you better spend some time learning about politics and the New World Order and how the world runs and operates. Let me tell you, once you start looking into it, you'll never pull your nose back out of it, because it is addicting to know the truth. Before we go to all these calls and back to Paul Watson, I would encourage all of you to go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. We updated two video specials, two of my TV shows last week. I'm going to try to put three up this week. And I'm actually hiring somebody to help us with this, so I'm not there. My wife's not there having to upload the videos. I've got hundreds of videos I want to put on the site, and we're going to do that. Just a lot of information when you sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Special audio reports, text reports, video reports. 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, you can go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to watch tons of free video clips of my films, to order the videos online, to read about them, the books on tape, the other books and videos by great researchers and authors. I'm really excited about this Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership video laying out the real history of gun control. Want to wake up your bleeding heart, stupid liberal friend who thinks that, you know, the Democratic Party is going to save him and gun control is good. We'll show how the elite, the big corporations, control all these governments and how they've been behind the murder of 180 million people last century alone. Innocence betrayed. Got to get this new video. And of course, there's my videos, which are authorized to make copies of. You can't have other people's because I'm not authorized to do that. But my 10 films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, that'll expose who carried out 9/11 and other big terror events. Got to get those videos. Got to show it to your friends and family. Or the globalists are going to continue to carry out terror and pose as your saviors. My films are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more. Do not procrastinate. Call and get the videos today. They can answer your questions as well at 1-888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate. Call now. Get the videos. You'll be impressed. 1-888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via our secure, safe shopping cart. Or again, call toll free 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The ball's in your court, my friends. Take action. Or suffer the consequences of the globalists having their way and putting you into the slave grid. Paul, let's blitz through these calls, four or five more, then I want to get into the torture with Rumsfeld admitting it. Let's go ahead and talk to William. William is calling us from Oregon. William, go ahead.
Morning, Alex. First, I want to say thanks for Prison Planet TV. Great site. Another thing I found on the site the other day I was on, and you might know about this, perhaps, because every time I find something, I find that you're ahead of the curve. I commend you for that. But on a dollar bill, are you familiar with the fact there's actually an owl on our dollar bill?
Yeah, up in the right-hand corner, a little owl looking over the one.
Oh, I just thought of Bohemian Grove when I ran across this. I go, good God, this thing's right under my nose.
Well, the globalists,
2 years.
One of their favorite communications is architecture, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's a giant 33-story owl downtown, complete with a beak and two eyes, and the designer admits it's supposed to be an owl. So
downtown where?
Downtown Austin.
Oh, really? You got one down there?
The Compass Bank building, yes.
And one other thing I was just going to say, you know, you basically sum up the Roman theory of give the people a little bread and a little circus and we'll do what we want. And my analogy for that in this day and age of the United States is they give them a Daytona 500 and a Coors Silver Bullet and they do what they want. And people, like you say, need to wake up. But when you hear these guys that say, hell yeah, I'm going to vote for George Bush, he's a NASCAR fan, it just goes to show how shallow the pond really is, you know. I mean, we're not exactly at the deep end of the gene pool, it seems like.
Yeah, people like to be manipulated. They like it to all be easy. But I'm sorry, folks, the wages of sin are death. That is, being ignorant, going along with this will destroy you and your family. Evil is growing at every level.
Well, what I kind of find out, Alex, in my ventures and talking to people and trying to spread the word, as we say, for many, many years since I read None Dare Call Conspiracy, is people don't, they react like a six-year-old does, and you tell them there's not a Santa Claus. They just can't fathom it.
But as the globalists abuse more people, the wake-up is growing. That's why they're accelerating the oppression and trying to legitimize it. Thanks for the call. Paul, the acceleration of the wake-up, I've never seen it happen this fast. It's geometrically, month-by-month growing. It is all coming to a head, like four locomotives on four tracks converging on a single point at maximum speed. Your take on that?
Well, that's exactly the case. Every big event that they pull off only brings more people, you know, towards our cause, because we expose the fact that most of these big events are psyops, basically. And then they have the tactic of trying to make this information, you know, bog it down in their kind of debased mentality, which is why we've been bombarded by images of torture and beheading and so forth. So they try and turn people off to it by making people sick of it. But I mean, on the other hand, they've bombarded people with images of, you know, rape and murder on television for the past 10, 15 years at an accelerated pace, so maybe that backfired on them as well. But they are trying to bog people down in that mentality where, you know, people resort to moral relativism and say, you know, I don't care what's happening, I can't do anything about it. But we're making people rise above all that and actually face the truth and not be cowardly about it.
That's right. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Okay, George in Canada, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
You can't win a fight by running away. You have to turn around and counterattack. They use psychops and propaganda on us. A lot of their jingles and advertising from the big corporations are stuck in our mind. They've been there for years and years and years. With a minor manipulation, you can turn it into a major disinformation campaign against them. You were talking earlier about the microchip, so something just came in my head about the old Pepsodent commercial. You wonder where your freedoms went when you run your world with microchips. And then when they, if you're in a short little debate or in a lineup and you have to win a battle against somebody, a quick little jingle like that wins your debate. It's something someone will easily remember.
Well, let me stop you, they use jingoism. That's why they chose 9/11, you know, to imprint it with that archetypal image. And they do this everywhere. Like Al Qaeda is a brand name, doesn't even exist. That's admitted. So we say Al CIA. And what's the term you've coined, Paul?
CIA rabs.
CIA rabs. Yes.
Gotta love it. Did you hear what happened to Colin Powell in Jordan?
Yes. I was going to get to that, and I'm glad you raised it. He was on Meet the Press yesterday, and I've got to get this tape. If somebody's got it, please send it to us, or I'll have to get it through a lengthy process. But they thought it was tape, but he got there late, so they joined him in progress. And when they got to the missing weapons of mass destruction, this woman begins screaming, pushes the camera out of the way, starts commanding Powell, and Powell goes, "Look, we're in public. You can't be my boss in public." And so it all blew up in their face how staged it was on live television on the CFR program Meet the Press. And then Powell had to go on and admit that the weapons of mass destruction claim was fake, the mobile weapons trucks were fake. Total disintegration. Paul, George, comments?
Well, yeah, it shows that this aide had the arrogance to do that. I mean, is it the case?
I just read the text of it and what Drudge said, but she was shouting and commanding the secretary.
So is she pulling the strings of Powell, just like Karl Rove does with Bush? But it shows the arrogance and contempt of what they think they can get away with, you know, live TV, millions of viewers.
That's it, the interview's over. No, shoving the camera aside. Stop it, you're off, pal. Well, no, I think we're actually live. Yes, we're live. No, get out of here. I've actually got the text of it.
Well, the beauty of it is that it keeps us from talking about the World Economic Forum and what's going to be done to take the global government to the next stage.
It's all diversions within diversions, yes.
Exactly, like wrestling. They, you know, we have the match, but then they do something to attract attention to pull you away from the real match. And there is no free press or free anything in Jordan. That's why the World Economic Forum is being held there. But the big thing is that they want to pull our attention away with the Circus Act so that we do not concentrate on what's going to be discussed at the World Economic Forum. But it's just a quantum leap that it's even discussed in mainstream media. This was played on local Toronto station CFRB last night, which shocked me no end. But that's the battle, just disinformation a la wrestling, and we're not to know what's really going on at this forum where all the world leaders attend. It's not even going to be discussed. We'll talk about the little quip from the interview.
That's a good point. This whole torture story they held back was brought out now because of the World Economic Forum, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, NAFTA about to be reauthorized. All of the, we're not talking about the dead bodies of the troops now that are still dying every day. Notice that story's gone now. Very good point. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Delilah, then Ann and others. Delilah in Ohio. Go ahead, Delilah.
Hello, Paul. Hello, Alex. Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you both for waking us all up from living in Gaga land, if you know what I mean by that. I just wanted to ask a question in regards to the military draft, especially pertaining to us women.
Yes.
My understanding is I've been doing a little bit of research on the Internet. I saw a couple of articles, first on WorldNet Daily and then on your website, and then I did another search on Google.com, and there's more and more articles about
it. Yeah, there's about 100,000, and I'm not exaggerating.
I just turned 34 last month, and I wanted to have a better understanding of why they want to bring it back. I mean, first of all, why they want to bring it back and include us women. That's the first thing I want
to
know.
You get to be slaves, too. That's all part of the liberation. Uh-huh. Get to break your family up and have you working in a prison camp as well. It's the wonders of being a slave. But this is the deal. There's at least 12 different pieces of legislation. Two of them have women in it. Two of them make it 18 to 49. Most are 18 to 26. 18 to 49? And especially professional women. And they've reauthorized the draft boards. They're preparing selective service to order the state attorney generals to begin at the DMV, registering all young girls at 16 to 18 for selective service. Paul, comments on this?
Well, yeah, obviously they're going to use under 35s for their, you know, military expansion. But at home, the age limit is going to be unrestricted because you'll be working for Homeland. And the Selective Service Board website, just go and look at it. The people at the top that are, you know, representative of who they are looking for are old black men, young white men, women. So it's across the board. It's the whole spectrum of society that they're trying to get for this Homeland draft.
And this, and again, this isn't like a draft we've had in the past. This is a Soviet or Nazi draft where old women, young men, everybody's in the Home Guard. But since there's no real terrorist, now Homeland Security says you're going to be fighting crime, tattling, and neighborhood squads. To graduate from high school, you'll have to serve 2 years. You'll have to watch surveillance cameras that are fed through your home computer 2 hours every night. They're going to simulate terror attacks with artificial AI computer programs. This is New York Times. To make sure you're watching and reporting the terrorist. I mean, this is maximum tyranny.
So in other words, from what I was reading on those articles, you're not going to be able to claim the conscientious objector either. And you're
us all do it. But, yeah, they'll arrest a few prominent people. Oh, see, you didn't do the draft. But it's a violation. It's indentured servitude.
Mm-hmm.
It is slavery. But, see, right before they finally pass the draft, they've got senators out promoting it and saying it's good. They're going to blow a bunch of stuff up, kill a bunch of people, and then in the emotion, oh, we've got to have the draft, then they'll put it into place. And then it won't matter. I mean, I'm going to get drafted, I guarantee you. They're going to call me down, and I'm gone. That's it. You know, they'll have a special injection for me. Here's your vaccine, Mr. Jones. I'll die a few weeks later. Minor footnote in the newspaper.
How does all that stuff work, especially...
By the way, you see, if you're the troops and you say you won't fire an American citizen, 76%, you get shipped overseas, you get the deadly vaccine. If you're a little globalist, you stay here domestically, you put on plain clothes, you walk around the streets, you harass people at UT, a Wall Street Journal a few months ago, Secret Force troops, Army intelligence as young as 25, on incredible power trips, running around harassing people in three-piece suits. I mean, they're everywhere. They're all over the place. Black vans driving around with guys in crew cuts with MP5s laughing at us. Helicopters on the pads with nerve gas ready to spray our cities. Ha, ha, ha. This is the freedom, ma'am. That 24% that said they'd do it have all been promoted and are ghoulishly waiting for the torture and fun. Comments, Paul?
Well, yeah, the basic system is basically the brown shirt system. You're going to see, and that desensitizing people to this in my country.
And imagine all of these power trip bullies are going to have uniforms, MP5s, clubs. It's going to be hell. They're going to be raping your daughters, beating you up, running everything, and then all the yuppies will grovel to them to stay in good with them and to make money off of them because all the federal contracts are going to go through this, and we'll all have our local police viceroys we've got to worship. Sound good to you, ma'am? Sound fun?
Not really. Not at all. stinks.
It sure does. Paul, I'm sorry. And we're going to break and come back and talk to Ann. But, Paul, comment. You were trying to say something about brown shirts.
Yeah, well, they're going to be everywhere. They're going to be in your supermarket. They'll stage some kind of bioattack, and that will be the pretext for this draft. And then you'll see swarms of homeland tattletales, you know, in black gas masks, in military garb, just walking around the street, walking in supermarkets everywhere.
And they've said this. This is a plan. I mean, you want to live like a Soviet, folks, but don't worry. You'll still have your football games. You'll still all have your, you know, your bread and circus.
And they're already implementing it on beta test levels, like the airports and the subways. You know,
yeah, the 30,000 strong Hercules teams in New York.
Yeah, the military guards basically on subways, on buses, so that they're getting the transport system in gear with this, and then they'll introduce it, you know, on a wider basis after the next attack.
They admit hardened checkpoints, toll roads, paying for all of it. Every person you know that runs the neighborhood association will be a Lord Viceroy of the area. Home inspections, knock and talk for your safety. Oh, I hope you all enjoy it. I hope those listening in intelligence are proud of what they're doing to our country. I hope you're proud. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right. Ann in Chicago said that she was a reporter and had some information for us. And then she hung up. Ann, if you want to call back in, if you can get back in, we'll put you at the front of the line. I wanted to hear what you had to say, something to do with Nicholas Berg, a development there. But listen, I'm not trying to scare you or embellish. Long before 9/11, they were creating the cadres under AmeriCorps and SecureCorps to turn your children into secret police, all of them. Hundreds of school districts, as of two or three years ago, last time I investigated it, have BATF officers actually in the school, in the middle school for the semester. They write dossiers on their parents, teach them that guns should be illegal. That's in my film, The Takeover. They train your children how to be loaded on buses and taken to FEMA centers. They admit under a red alert you won't be able to leave your home. You'll be, quote, considered an enemy combatant. This is nationwide martial law. We have top generals talking about it in the L.A. Times and Cigar Aficionado. This is what powerful people want, is total control. And they're doing it again using a manufactured crisis. Paul?
Exactly. And we've seen numerous reports about how the military are going into high schools now, creating lists of future soldiers, you know, even though they've got no business being there. We've got this new thing about mandatory volunteerism, where you will have to do 10 hours a week of community service just to graduate from high school. So that's how they're introducing the draft. They're doing it on a level of mandatory volunteerism, helping the community.
It's incredible. Folks, do not put up with this. I serve for the homeland, you commie. We should have to work. They'll kind of got us. We got to do it. Torture's good. Let's go ahead and talk to Dave in California. Dave, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Paul. You guys are doing a good job.
Thank you.
I have something slightly off subject about the sarin bomb that they supposedly found. I was wondering if you would refresh my memory on the troops that got sick transporting something in secret convoys, because my guess is this so-called bomb is supposedly a precursor.
Well, yeah, last year, we confirmed this, there were convoys carrying something, and a bunch of the troops had their lungs liquefy and die after a car wreck. And the last we heard is they were just having a bad cold. What was it, like 12 people's lungs liquefied? A bunch of others are still in comas. And Paul, comments to that?
Well, yeah, this story's actually just broke in the last couple of hours. A nerve gas bomb explodes in Iraq. An artillery shell containing a small amount of the nerve gas sarin has exploded in Iraq. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett said the blast had caused a small release of the substance and two people had been treated for exposure to the agent. And so they're basically saying that because Iraq had declared all rounds of this destroyed before the 91 Gulf War, that this is weapons of mass destruction, although they're not dressing it up in those terms, but it's another one of those, you know, mythical mobile weapons lab stories that the neocons will jump on to justify invading.
And there were hundreds of sites with weapons of mass destruction. The problem is we've got video of it marked U.S., and so they can't bring that out.
Well, we've got video of Donald Rumsfeld in December 83 shaking hands with Saddam to tie the deal up to sell him those weapons, which Rumsfeld also has conveniently forgotten.
He doesn't remember all his trips to Iraq.
I was wondering if maybe they're using this as a warm-up to actually finding the mother lode that we may have planted. I love the CIA.
Well, we've gotten the reports of them doing that, haven't we, Paul?
Yeah, we got reports from southern and western Iraq of these strange, unmarked convoys supposedly driving in undercover, which many people, whistleblowers, including the heads of the provisional, you know, Iraqi government in Basra, who are saying that these are the weapons of mass destruction that will be later planted and discovered.
Okay, finish up your question there,
okay.
Dave.
I love the CIA ARAP thing, and I've got a couple for you. One is Treason, Lies, Death, War, Bush-Cheney, 2004. And the other would be, get your war on, vote for the moron.
All right. Or you can vote for his cousin, the moron, who's for the war. Lord Kerry. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the third hour. Stay with us.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.